Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so the theory about, you know, a dude that ghosts a woman after sex. Sexpert explains why some men will ghost a woman after the first time, which is very rude. Okay. I think it's, you know, if a girl does it, whatever. You know,
it just means you were weird.
Yeah, dude, you know, whatever. Dude will get over it. Mm-hmm. Whatever, he'll just, you know, shake it off, Taylor Swift it. You
shake
know what I mean?
Shake it off.
Yeah, I love
shake it.
It
off.
I agree.
Shake it off.
That's what a dude will do.
Yeah.
But I think it really hurts a woman.
Yeah, it probably does.
Right?
Probably makes them feel used.
Yeah.
And abused.
Well, and Jared, he's done this a lot, apparently.
I've
we didn't know
once.
This guy's a total
most
savage.
Have.
Really? Has any guy ever done this?
Has any guy? Yeah, guys do this all the time.
No.
Yeah, I think this is common.
Yeah, it is common.
That's rude.
It's actually way more uncommon that guys haven't done this at least like once. Like, there's not a lot of people out there that haven't done this.
Okay. Well, this woman says one of the reasons why men will do that, men will go silent after sex, because we teach them to view it as transactional.
Yeah.
Don't raise boys to have the same kind of expressive communication as girls,
mm-hmm.
right? Boys don't cry. Real men are tough and strong.
Yeah.
So guess what? You know, she calls it emotional castration of boys.
Damn.
So basically what it is they're raised to not have feelings.
Yeah.
And so when they ghost you, it doesn't affect them because they've been raised to be non-feeling people mm-hmm. because that's how society is. So, you know, it's a little wonder why, you know, the term post-end clarity has taken off recently.
Right.
Because a lot of dudes will have that post, you know, afterward clarity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you've had that.
Of course. Everybody has.
And so she said, you know, though we treat, you know, sex as something that's distinctly different for each gender, the truth is we're far more alike and care more than we admit to.
Yeah.
We just raise boys to not have feelings, essentially.
Okay.
So any dudes do this. If you ever ghosted a woman, I find it to be very rude.
Yeah.
You know, she gives up the goods.
Uh-huh.
Or as some people say, she gave up the groceries.
Yeah.
Right.
That's on her.
And then, you know what I mean? And then you just leave her just like that?
Yeah, right. That's your initiation into douchebaggedness right there.
What's up, Steven? What do you think?
Hey, I'm here to back up my boy Jared. I think it's like, and Derek says, everyone does this at least once or twice or a handful of times. Because, I mean, especially with this whole Tinder era, you know, mm-hmm.
you
match with someone, then you go over to their house, hook up, and then you never speak to them again.
But Tinder's kind of set up for that, right? If you're on Tinder, at least the woman kind of knows that there's a chance, right? Let's say she just meets the guy, right?
Sure.
She starts talking
to
him, and, you know, they're not on Tinder. They're not on one of these. They're just starting to talk, and then she's like, I really like him, and then she gives it the goods, and then dude just ghosts her, just disappears.
Right.
He turns invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all depends on how you meet. That is true.
How many, you know, have you ever had sex with a woman and then ghosted her? I'm just curious why. Did she act crazy? Did she have something weird in her house? Was there, you know, you didn't like her dog? Was there something? Did she have photos of an ex? I mean, what was it that you're like, I'm never talking to her again? Did she fart? I mean, what is it?
For me, it was Facebook angles.
Facebook angles?
Yeah, her pictures were not the same as what she looked like.
Okay.
She was doing some up high pictures and went, oh, you're not.
Well, that's your bad. Because if you think that somebody actually looks like their social media profile picture and that's what they really look like, you're an idiot.
That's false advertising.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what social media is. It's all false advertising.
It's all false advertising.
That's why I ghosted.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not really as fat as I look on social media.
I mean, in the moment, I wasn't turning it down.
Right. You still got with it.
Yeah.
Any dudes out there? John, you ever have sex with a girl and never talk to her again?
Yeah, the one with the period.
I think she didn't talk to you again.
No, it's both ways, bro.
How is that your answer? You ever ghost a girl? Yeah, the one with the period. What?
Just put it
what
in
kind
stone.
Of a response was that?
I mean, honest.
Just say yes. Yeah, the one with the period.
All right. I will open up phone lines. 1-855-FU-BILLY. That's 1-855-FU-BILLY if you've ever done this. Dude, as I'm waiting for calls, you ever see that? You see this guy, this North Carolina veteran who was having PTSD flashback when he drove a trash truck into a pillar at an airport?
Damn.
It was insane. Poor guy. I mean, he fought for our country and stuff like that, but he needs help. Somebody help this guy.
He needs help. Look at his eyes.
His eyes were
his eyes
insane.
Are like permanently like the widest open they could be. That's insane.
It was. He has a lot going on, that's
for
sure.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I feel bad for that guy.
Let's go to
I can't imagine going to war and then coming back and dealing with that.
DJ. What you think? You there, DJ?
I recently actually did get ghosted by a guy because we actually met online because somebody gave him my number as a fake number, and we've been friends online for 3 years, and we got super close, and then one day he just stopped texting me, and it hurt.
Okay, did you give up the groceries?
We were, like, really good friends. I mean, over online stuff, we could never meet in person, but...
Okay, well, okay, so you didn't actually have relations.
Not in person, but we definitely shared some intimate things.
Yeah, gotcha. You sent nudes. I got phone. It.
Yeah. Maybe some live action video.
Yeah.
You can tell she sounds hurt.
She does.
Yeah. She does.
And so now you guys aren't together anymore. You're not friends.
Yeah, he just stopped texting me. Like,
probably met somebody.
For whatever reason.
Probably met
and
a
that's
real
what I wonder if
live
met
action
anybody.
Girlfriend or whatever you call it.
I think he just called a girlfriend.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, cause it's live action, like it's like a real human.
Yeah. Like just girlfriend. He probably got a girlfriend.
Yeah, however you want to say it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've been calling it live action.
Yeah, live action's over here.
Sounds like it's a movie or something.
Anyways, so he probably met somebody is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there you go.
He met somebody that's like in
person,
live action.
I mean, I'm sure he
action.
Did, but I definitely would have backed off and not been all up on him if he had a girl, because when we met, I was with somebody, and so he was respectful.
Okay.
And that's how our friendship grew.
Yeah.
And then when I broke up with the dude that I was with and we started getting into it, it was fun and we had a mutual understanding and we were both respectful of the boundaries. And then all of a sudden he just stopped texting me back. So I sent him one last message and then I blocked his number.
Did you, was this like a Facebook Live? Well, you probably can't Facebook Live the stuff you guys are doing, more of a FaceTime.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Or just Zoom your womb? What'd you do? Was it a
Zoom your womb?
Just asking.
That's like an OBGYN thing.
That's kind of great.
Let me zoom your womb.
So I'm just, you know, trying to figure it out. Dude, I'm tired. I'm so sleepy. It's Wednesday. I got two more days of this. So did you zoom your womb with him or no?
I'm just looking forward to Friday. I mean, not over Zoom, but that's a good phrase to use.
All right. What about, you know, more than FaceTime? You know what I mean? It's more than your face.
Yeah, I think we've established that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. And then he just ghosted you. That sucks ass.
It does, but at least he was respectful.
It really does.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, DJ.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what you're crying about there.
Well, she's upset because, you know, her.
Well, he said he was respectful.
Her
when
non
she was in a relationship.
Live action boyfriend, you know what I mean? More of her cartoon boyfriend.
Yeah.
Over the internet's boyfriend. Wasn't, you know, he just. Didn't talk to her anymore.
Listen, ladies, you got to know sometimes when it's time for a dude to get back to reality. You know,
that's
fun to play for a little bit, but don't go crying when he's got to go back to his life.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Meek, have you got it on with a woman and then ghosted her? I'm just curious why.
How y'all doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
No, we ended up having, you know, sex and everything, and during it, she tried to choke me when she was on top, and I had to do, like, some crazy martial arts move and, like, chop the inside of her elbows to get her hands off me. After that, I was out of there.
Okay.
I mean, this guy was in legitimate danger.
Yeah, I know he was. And that's the first time you hooked up with her, dude? How long did you know her?
I just met her. She called me up, and it's funny because she called me over in the, like, you know, booty call style, and I had my buddy call me a taxi, and I ran on the taxi to get to her place, And after that, I took the bus home. I was like, nope.
Damn.
Next
dude.
Morning, I was gone.
Damn, dude. He got choked. That was a scary situation. I would have called the cops.
Yeah.
What's up, Nick?
All right. So I got a funny one. So this one didn't really last one night. It kind of lasted about 30 days. I was active duty military here in 29 Palms, California, about 15 years ago. And I hooked up with this one chick I met in San Francisco. Well, daddy worked for American Airlines, and she was able to fly anywhere in the country for free. Well, one weekend, she flew out to me down to San Diego. We spent some time together, and she was a nymphomaniac. Like, we went at it like four or five times every night, every weekend.
Wow.
And she started talking about marriage and kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, screw this, man. I took her to the airport. I kicked her out of the car 8 hours before her flight, threw her purse out the window, drove off, changed my cell phone number. She somehow got a hold of the command phone number from my chain of command at 29 Palms and started harassing my chain of command. They all laughed at her on the phone and kept hanging up on her.
Oh, God.
Stage 5 clinger is what they call that, or a dryer sheet.
Yeah.
You ever go, you're out, right? You just got a dryer sheet on you and you don't know.
Sure. I've just never heard a woman call that.
Called a dryer sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard it called a stage 5 clinger. I've never been like, damn, uh-oh, dryer sheet. Then Owen Wilson is like, God, oh, God. We got to get modern, Vince Vaughn out of here.
It's the modern way to call it.
He's got a dryer sheet on him.
What's up, CJ? What do you got?
I actually, I have ghosted a chick before. It was actually the chick that I kind of spent my first time with. So things were pretty good. Had a few drinks at the bar, went back to her place. Everything went good, had a great time. And then afterwards, still kind of hung out and talked a little bit, but found out that she'd been around the block more than a few times.
Well, yeah, she's at the bar.
A few of my buddies. Yeah, well, it was somebody that I'd known from clubs and other stuff at college, so we kind of already knew her before.
So this is your first time. So your first time in college, like Will Ferrell in Daddy's Home.
Yeah, basically. Without the shrieking part, but yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so you got it on with this girl, this vet at the, not like with animals, just she's a veteran to sex.
Yeah.
And so she's at the bar, dude. If she's hanging out with the bar and she's got her elbows on the bar, she's done it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
If she owns
and she
the
did
bar.
It with your friends, too, right? So you guys were all like, what do you call it? Yeah. Hot dog friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was basically just deer, wide-eyed, deer-eyed, brand new to the world, didn't know anything at
yeah.
the time.
Man. Appreciate it.
What? Hey, man, we're hot dog friends. I don't think anybody would use that one. No, he's my hot dog brother. Yeah. What the hell?
We've hot dog.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike? You don't like any of my stuff. Dryer sheet, hot dog friends.
I'm just trying to think if it's like realistic to use.
Try it. It's catchy.
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying.
What's up, Mike? Yeah, we got to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's
I was
up,
wondering,
buddy?
Y'all consider ghosting if y'all sleep with her and then months later y'all go without talking to her and then hit her back up because you don't want to get it again?
Yeah, I mean, that's just rude. You're just using her for sex, and if she does it, she's an idiot.
Can't relate.
Let's go to Cade. You didn't even like the, you know, womb zoom.
The zoom womb. It just sounded like it was an OBGYN thing.
I like zoom womb.
Yeah, so, I like it for doctors.
What's up, Cade?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
It's cool to be talking to you. It's all good to be talking to you guys, man. I listen to y'all every day, and this stuff just really cracks me up, you know? I have ghosted so many women, bro. I can't even tell you, like, every single one.
Okay, all right, thanks, sir.
I mean, that was really rude.
He's too proud of that.
Yeah, I've ghosted so many women.
Let's go to Cynthia. Yes. Hello, oh, Cynthia.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I enjoy y'all's show. Always listen to it. Great show.
Appreciate that.
But I normally don't call in, but I had to call in because this was kind of a funny story. there was a guy that I'd just gotten a divorce, and so, you know how it is. You do one night stand thing.
Is that what you do after a divorce? You just go out and you just get nailed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody has their own thing that they do, and, you know, just my divorce was a little weird.
A little pretentious.
Another date. But anyway, so it was a one-night stand, and both of us knew it was, you know, kind of going to be a one-night stand, but he woke up, and he said, you know, I'm going to go, and I'm going to get us some breakfast. I'm going to go to McDonald's. So he never returned, never came back, just totally ghosted me. But he called me the next day, and he said, I left something very, very important at your house. He left his grandfather's watch, which was a Rolex.
Damn.
You pawned it, right?
Did you give it to him or no?
Oh, hell no.
I love that. Good for you.
You kept it?
No. Yeah.
Kept his grandfather's watch?
He deserved
savage.
It.
He
was not his grandfather's watch.
Oh, my gosh. You're the nastiest lady.
No.
How can you keep the watch?
Good for you, honey.
No,
good for you.
He did not.
What does grandpa do to
you?
That
guy deserved it. His grandfather's watch.
That guy deserved
it. That was not his grandfather's watch.
He deserved it.
But man, so you kept the Rolex. Did you pawn it? Did you wear it? What'd you do?
No, a friend of mine, I just gave it to him.
Oh, my gosh.
She just gave it away. She didn't even get any
money. Gave
it
away. You didn't care about it. It was his grandpappy's watch.
Yeah.
Oh, Cynthia.
Well, think before you say you're going to McDonald's and never return.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.